What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to expand on that list, Sean, because I'm trying to remember, what did you have as number one in your lifetime as the worst season in the history of the New York Giants?
It is undoubtedly year two of Ben McAdoo, 2017. Mm. Team had Super Bowl aspirations.
Yep.
And they fell flat on their face, and guys were quitting the team.
Okay. Right. I think that, by the way, that is absolutely towards the top of the list. But I think what you need to do now is expand it to include not just a bad Giants season, which 2017 was, or this Giants season, but making it worse by teams and players you may not like having great success. The Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders being in the NFC Championship game, and I understand that Sean even said he doesn't hate the Commanders yet. That's fine. They're still a division rival. It's not the Eagles against the Vikings. It's not the Eagles against the Lions. It's the Eagles against the Commanders. You cannot tell me that that's preferable than the Eagles playing any other random NFC team. I guess.
Evan, I'm trying to get there where you're going, man, with this Commander thing.
Then forget the Commanders. You don't have to get there. If you don't feel that way, don't feel that
way. The Eagle thing? Yeah, it bothers the
especially
hell out of
me. With Saquon Barkley.
Well, I wouldn't say especially.
Sean, you're fighting people on Twitter every day about the Saquon signing. Well, you can't say
no,
him.
No, he's trolling people on Twitter about the Saquon signing.
Tiki's right.
He's trolling them. He doesn't necessarily care. Because let's be real. Everybody was okay with Saquon not re-signing with the New York Giants.
Yes.
The issue was that he went to our arch rival and he still had football left in him. And we knew he was going to torture us.
Yes.
Not this badly. But we knew he was going to torture us for the next 3 or 4 or 5 viable years that he had left. And I don't think anybody foresaw Saquon having the greatest running back season of any running back in history.
That's what I'm saying.
And so credit to him.
No, credit to him. But as a fan, that doesn't sting you just a little bit?
No, it doesn't.
May not sting you. It definitely stings him.
Well, I'm going to give you a twist.
Be honest for a change. Otherwise, we're just going to ask fake Sean. He'll give us the truth.
Listen, let's just hear me out.
Yes.
Does it sting? Yeah, if the Eagles ultimately win the Super Bowl,
I think that stings more.
That stings more.
Yeah.
You know what it's oddly given me right now? Because I expected the Eagles to be really good.
Right.
It's oddly given me more rooting interest every week that goes on. Like, I sit down every week and I root against the Philadelphia Eagles and they piss me off. So as much as I'm pissed off, I have interest I otherwise wouldn't have if this was Lions 49ers this weekend. So I'm not saying I want this, but I'm also saying there's a part of me that's like, all right, there's something I'm rooting at least against every
week. Right, and I think he's right about the Commanders. It's almost hard because they were so irrelevant for so long to think about them as there's not hate. It's not built up hate for the Commanders. It's just kind of like, well, that happened really quickly.
Right.
It's almost bewilderment
right.
than it is I dislike them.
If the Eagles win the Super Bowl and Saquon Barkley is the Super Bowl MVP, becoming the first running back to win a Super Bowl MVP since Terrell Davis. Yeah. So it's been a while.
And by the way, I think if they get to the Super Bowl and the Eagles win, that will be necessary.
I kind of agree with you right now. In fact, I'm curious what the Vegas odds will even say on that. Like, he'll probably be the favorite. Usually it's the quarterback.
They won't do that now, will they? With the four teams, they won't Super Bowl MVP odds now.
I think they will. Saw it like earlier this week. I'll have to find it in my email. But I thought I saw some like odds on Super Bowl MVP. So I guess you could make that bet. And you're right. Like, I think his importance.
If you think the Eagles are going to get to the Super Bowl,
bet
it right now.
No, you're right.
100%.
But if he wins the Super Bowl MVP and along the way breaks John Riggins' record for most rushing yards in a postseason run, will this become the worst season in the history of the New York Football Giants? Considering what happened to the team, considering rivals are doing well, considering a guy, yes, you may have liked and you may have been okay with him leaving, but he now goes to a division rival, makes NFL history, wins a championship. Would this enhance this season as the worst if all of that other stuff happens? And they knock off the Chiefs, so they're the ones to knock off the dynasty. Yeah.
I think we're splitting hairs a little bit. I think there's two different things at play here. Is it the worst season in the history of the New York Giants? I don't think this changes the way I felt in 2017. Is this the worst season to experience as a Giants fan? Like, I know that's kind of like weird, but
it's the same thing. That's exactly
what... No, it's not. Because one, we're talking about from an organizational point of view.
No, I'm talking about as a fan. Forget
as
the organization.
Look, if Saquon wins the MVP and you're the team I know I and many Giants fans, depending on your age, hate the most, also win.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Super Bowl in a year. We had 3 wins and didn't even get ourselves the top pick as a result. Throw that all in one big pot of jambalaya of suctitude? Yeah, it probably would be the most miserable season a Giants fan could experience. Yes.
Definitely. Okay, so you agree with me. That's all.
Now, that being said,
that's all I was asking.
Eagle fan heartbreak this rounder in the Super Bowl helps ease the pain of this season.
100%.
They got close and they didn't taste it.
100%. 100%. I know, I agree with that. And remember this, because 2017 is a great example, not only because of the disappointment of the season, but let's not forget that the Eagles not only won a Super Bowl, which is bad enough if you're a Giant fan. It was the first time you saw them do that. But they beat the team that you got to say you were the only team to beat in the Patriots, or player to beat in Brady and Belichick, which I know bothered you, Sean. So that's why 17 is very tough to match in terms of that being the worst season ever.
Remember, wasn't that the Eagle season was 2018, I believe.
Oh, was it? What was that? No, 16 was Atlanta against the Patriots.
Remember,
and 17 was the Eagles. It was Eagles Patriots, because then 18 was the Patriots against the Rams. No, I was right. Don't correct me.
Are you sure about that?
I'm like 1,000% now. I just did my Super Bowls in a row.
All right, well, then that just then you just answered the question the other way.
Yeah, the 2018 Super Bowl, but it was a 2017 season.
Yeah, I was talking about season. 17 season was the same year that
That was the same year.
You don't even remember that?
Well, that just shows you then your question is debunk. It doesn't add to it because I only worry about what happened to the Giants then. Mm. I don't even look back at that and put two and two together with the McAdoo year being the year the Eagles won.
You don't associate it together.
Yeah, so then my answer would be, how could I associate these two together as time goes on? We just did the test. I didn't even remember they were the same year.
Interesting. I do wonder what fake Sean thinks about this. Would this make it the worst year ever if Saquon and the Eagles won a Super Bowl and he's the MVP?
It's funny you ask that. I actually have no idea.
I said fake Sean.
No, I know. I don't know what fake Sean feels about this, so I'll just grab him right now. Hey, fake Sean, you listening? Yes, I am right now. I have a question for Loogie. Yeah, what is it, fake Sean? Do you love Tommy DeVito? Yeah, I love Tommy. He caused the Saints and Eagles. He ruined the franchise. He killed the legacy of Joe Saint and Brian Dable. And now we have to watch the Eagles go to the Super Bowl. This is the worst season ever.
By the way,
right. I mean, okay.
Let me just say this, Tommy.
I still love Tommy DeVito.
I think DeVito might be the answer.
Apparently, so did Sean.
I do apologize. I didn't let you cook properly, so my apologies on that. That was well done, sir.
Yeah, sometimes I know what fake Sean says because we work in like unison, and then there's times where I just have to ask him.
I understand.
You know, you're really, it's day five of this, and you're like Chaz Palminteri-ing one-man showing this now.
Me or Evan?
You, Tommy, you. I mean, you're really feeling yourself. Let me grab him out of the coat closet, have a conversation.
I think
you're going to come in with a puppet and be a ventriloquist.
Well, much like Shrek and Ogre, you have to have layers. So you have to add things to it so it doesn't get stale.
What is Tommy going to become? I missed what you said. I'm sorry.
Me?
Yeah, when he comes over the puppet, what's he going to become again?
A ventriloquist is what they call a puppeteer.
Okay.
What did you think I said?
I couldn't tell. I wonder if Sean thinks that fake Sean's going away. Like, do you think he's going to go away, or do you think he's going to actually last and make it on this show for a while?
Evan, as I've learned on this show, because our chemistry really has just gained steam, I'm not going to ask it to go away. I know if I don't act like I hate it, it will go away and die its own death. The more we told you we hated AI, what happened? We got more AI.
Right.
The more we shut up about it, the more it went away.
That's a good point.
Fake Sean, do you think fake Sean's going to last, or do you think fake Sean goes away at some point?
I think it will last forever. By the way, if you're living in New Jersey and you felt an earthquake today, interesting factoid, earthquake beat Ravishing Rick Rude on Saturday night's main event. You know what day that was? It was the day Daryl Strawberry signed with the Dodgers. Pete Alonso on Amazing Day's going to sign with the Angels. It's going to happen.
Is that true?
I know. That's one of those you got to fact check to know if it's funny or not.
Doesn't matter. I believe it. I have to check that out.
I didn't fact check it, but the timeline, Saturday night's main event, Ravishing Rick Rude,
right.
Earthquake, that was right around when Strawberry was in the mix with the Dodgers.
Right. Feels right.
It's close enough. And it's very timely because there's a Saturday night's main event tomorrow.
There is?
Yeah.
Didn't they just do one on Long Island like a month ago?
They brought another one back in Texas, and I know you guys are going to be so disappointed to hear this. Hulk Hogan cannot make it. He has, quote, a family situation that he needs to take care of.
He was booked on this show?
I think he was supposed to be.
Oh, boy.
Did they book him for all of them going forward?
Yeah, I think he was supposed to be part of Saturday Night Main Events, but he has a family thing going on.
Huh. Was he at the one at the Collie?
They used him in promos. I don't think he was. No, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there like in physical form.
No, he was there at Monday Night Raw, and obviously.
I think that might be the family issues he might be referring to.
Yes, thank you for explaining it, Rosie. We weren't sure what I meant.
Dynamite drop in, Mom.
Thank you.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.